When it comes to managing and optimizing your WordPress site, the .access WordPress file is a powerful yet often overlooked tool. Located in the root directory of your WordPress installation, this configuration file plays a crucial role in controlling how your server handles requests and directs traffic. From managing redirects and enhancing security to optimizing performance and customizing URLs, the .access file provides a range of capabilities that can significantly impact your site's functionality. In this blog, we'll delve into the essentials of the .access file in WordPress. We'll explore what it is and how you can edit it to leverage its features to enhance your website's performance. Whether you're looking to set up redirects, secure your site, or fine-tune your permalink structure, understanding and utilizing .access can help you achieve a smoother and more efficient WordPress experience. What is the .access WordPress file? The .access file acts as the command center for your website, containing crucial rules that direct all interactions with your WordPress hosting server. This file is located in the root directory of your WordPress installation. WordPress utilizes the .access file to perform standard functions like managing redirects and configuring permalink structures. In WordPress, you can use the .access file, a server configuration file, to control access to web pages and enhance security and performance. You can place the WordPress default .access file in any folder on your website to modify the behavior of that specific folder. How to edit .access WordPress file? Below mentioned are three methods that you can use. Using an FTP client. Log into FTP client. Open your FTP client software, such as FileZilla. Enter your FTP credentials, host, username, password, and port, to connect to your website server. Locate the .access file. Once connected, navigate to the public_HTML directory, which is usually the root directory of your website. Look for the .access file in this folder. Open the file for editing. Right-click the .access file and choose View/Edit from the context menu. This action will open the file in your default text editor, Notepad, or Sublime Text. Make changes. Edit the file as required. Ensure that you understand the code changes you are making to avoid errors. After making changes, save the file in your text editor. Upload updated file. If you have updated a local copy of the file, upload the updated .access WordPress file to the server using the FTP client. Overwrite the existing file on the server. Using cPanel. Log into Control Panel. Access your hosting account's Control Panel by logging in through your hosting provider's website. Open File Manager. In the Control Panel, find and click on the File Manager tool. This tool allows you to manage the files on your server through a web interface. Navigate to Directory. In the File Manager, locate and click on the public_HTML folder. Inside this folder, find and open the WordPress directory where your WordPress installation resides. Find and edit the .access file. Inside the WordPress folder, locate the .access WordPress file. Right-click on it and choose the option to edit. It will open the file in an online text editor within the cPanel interface. Add code. Make the necessary changes or add new code snippets. Ensure you insert the code before the line that reads #beginWordPress to avoid disrupting existing settings. Save your changes once you finish. Using a WordPress plugin. Log into Admin Dashboard. Access your WordPress Admin Dashboard by logging into your WordPress site. Install the plugin. Go to the Plugins section on the sidebar and click Add New. Search for .access File Editor in the plugin repository. Click Install Now and then activate the .access WordPress plugin after installation. Edit .access file. Once activated, go to Settings in the WordPress dashboard and select WP .access Editor. It will open the plugins interface, where you can edit the .access file. Add code. Insert any required code snippets before the #beginWordPress section to ensure your changes are applied correctly. Save the changes within the plugins interface. The following steps will help you to edit your WordPress site's .dacsess file using different methods. How can you edit .dacsess WordPress file on Notepad? Editing your WordPress .dacsess file on Windows with Notepad is straightforward. Start by downloading the .dacsess file from your website using an FTP client like FileZilla. After downloading the file, open it with Notepad. Make the necessary changes and save the file. Then, leverage the FTP client to upload the updated file to your website's root directory. Be aware of a couple of potential issues. Sometimes, the downloaded file might be named .dacsess without the leading dot. In this case, rename the file to include the dot before uploading it to the server. Additionally, if the file is hidden, you may require to unhide it before editing. By following these steps, you can easily edit your .dacsess file on Windows using Notepad. Key considerations when editing your .dacsess WordPress file. Editing your .dacsess file requires careful attention to avoid disrupting your website. A single mistake can lead to significant issues, so it's crucial to understand the purpose of each line of code before making any modifications. Here are some essential tips to help prevent problems. Backup your entire site. Before making any adjustments, it's essential to perform a complete backup of your website. This precaution allows you to restore your site to its previous state if any issues arise. Utilizing services like Passion8Press, which offers comprehensive core file and database backups with live external storage on reliable servers, ensures your data is safe. Backup the .dacsess file. In addition to a full site backup, make a backup of your .dacsess WordPress file. If you encounter issues like a 500 server error, you can quickly restore the original file to get your site back up and running. Position your edits carefully. The placement of your edits in the .dacsess file can significantly affect its functionality. If unsure about where to make changes, add them to the end of the file. Maintain proper spacing and formatting. The .dacsess file has a strict format, so ensure that your changes are accurate and that spacing and formatting are correct before saving. Test changes on a staging site first. Use a staging site, a replica of your live site, to test changes. This approach allows you to make and test modifications without affecting your live site. Apply the changes to your live site once you're satisfied. Follow these guidelines to edit your .dacsess WordPress file. It helps you avoid crucial issues. For added peace of mind, consider utilizing Passion8Press, which offers expert support to help you manage such critical tasks without risking your site's stability. However, Passion8Press also helps you maintain your website's performance with expert support, custom WordPress development, and seamless updates. You can even hire dedicated WordPress developers from Passion8Press to get your website customized exactly the way you envision, ensuring it stands out while staying secure and up-to-date. Fixing common .dacsess file issues, a practical guide. If you're encountering problems with your .dacsess file, you're not alone. We've compiled a list of common issues and their solutions to help you resolve them. Basic redirects with .dacsess. 301 redirect, permanent. When you change your domain or move content, use a 301 redirect to preserve SEO and direct visitors to the new location. It ensures that both users and search engines recognize the change as permanent. 302 redirect, temporary. Use the 302 redirects for temporary redirects. It informs search engines that the redirect is not permanent, while users experience it similarly to a 301 redirect. Adding www to your URL, to ensure your website URL always includes www, set up a redirect in your .dacsess file. It will automatically add www if someone enters your domain without it. By following these guidelines, you can effectively address common .dacsess file issues and maintain proper redirection and URL formatting for your site. Final thoughts. Editing the .dacsess WordPress file offers influential control over your site's functionality, from managing redirects to enhancing security. By appropriately configuring this file, you can ensure seamless transitions for your site's URLs, maintain SEO integrity, and apply essential configurations to optimize performance. Remember to approach .dacsess edits with caution. Always back up your site and the .dacsess file before making changes. Testing modifications in a staging environment can also prevent potential disruptions to your live site. With the right tools and knowledge, you can confidently manage your .dacsess file to keep your WordPress site running smoothly and efficiently. For those seeking expert assistance and ongoing support, PassionAidPress offers comprehensive WordPress solutions and the opportunity to hire WordPress developers, including customized development, performance optimization, and dedicated support from skilled developers to ensure your site remains in top shape.